Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on Knot Tying in Our Web of Relationships, Part 2. First, the Web of Bright Spots. What is a Web of Bright Spots? It's our web of relationships with people living with us, with those we know, interact with, and often meet in the present, in the last 5 to 7 years, or those who have not disappeared from our mind. We can call to talk to them or can meet them, including our neighbors. In addition to relatives and friends, there are many in our close relationships that we meet daily or weekly. Those are people in our web of bright spots. Bright spots because we can see, feel, know clearly, and still connect with them. Second, the web of blind spots. In the web of blind spots, these are those who have left, no longer connected with us, passed away, or those we have avoided, not wanting to meet them, or they have avoided us or moved away. For example, you were in Vietnam before, and now you are here. You no longer meet your friends or relatives in Vietnam. It's not that you forget about them. You still remember their names, their faces, but out of sight, out of mind. After many months and years away, you don't remember them very clearly anymore, and gradually, they enter your web of blind spots. Blind spots do not mean that you don't see them anymore. However, because of other obstacles or involvements, you don't see them clearly, but they are still somewhere in your web of affinities. Thus, I visualize the web of blind spots as the web of those out of sight behind me. Bright spots and blind spots are the terms that I made up so that when we practice, meditate, visualize, and emanate the light of compassion from the heart center, we can visualize them. When you sit and emanate compassion from the heart in front of you, you're spreading it out to those in your web of bright spots, those you know, can meet, and can see. The web of blind spots is for those we can no longer see. They're behind us, passed away, or we don't interact with them anymore. We avoid them or no longer want to be in their energy field. They belong in our web of blind spots. Thus, these terms are very interesting and indicate that no one disappears from our web of relationships, but perhaps they move from bright spots to blind spots or vice versa. You can see that there are those who lived with us for many years, then disappeared. Perhaps they went to work somewhere else, but after a few decades, we may meet them again. If not in this lifetime, we may meet them in the next life. When we reconnect, it's called having an affinity. Having affinity is very interesting. In this life, we and they are in the web of bright spots. If we have knots with each other, if we make them suffer, or the other way around, both sides keep interacting that way for a while until it becomes unbearable. Then they go into our web of blind spots, no longer in sight. A few decades later, they may show up in our web of bright spots, and we see each other again. Therefore, the relationship between us and others keep moving from bright spots to blind spots in reverse, back and forth from front to back and back to front again. The important thing is, while standing in the blind spots, the notion of hurting or harming them should not arise in our mind. That means when you're standing behind someone in their blind spots, you should not do unwholesome things behind their back. From bad mouthing to writing negative messages on the internet or on Facebook, giving disinformation to hurt their honor or deceiving them, it can lead to harming or pressuring them to the point of stifling them. Those are wickedly negative deeds and should be avoided. Negative is yin, having no light. Wicked means evil and monstrous. Wickedly negative actions happen in the web of darkness, the web of blind spots. Therefore, we should avoid doing these things and should open out our compassion to empathize, to gradually untie all knots with them and stop hating them. Otherwise, we cannot escape the vicious circle of running back and forth from the bright spots to the blind spots and the other way around. Since we cannot remove ourselves from our web of affinities, we need to bring forth our Bodhi mind to have good relationships with everyone and to hurt no one. When others are very upset, they will resent us. We want them to be out of our energy field and out of our sight, but they stay behind us and prepare to take revenge. This situation will drag on like that, and it's no fun. It is better to find ways to empathize and forgive in order to untie knots with each other. These knots are very suffocating. We must let go of them, change ourselves, and express in such a way to make others feel touched and no longer suffering or finding ways to retaliate. And third, the web of ignorance. What's the web of ignorance? When we sit to meditate, in front of us is the web of bright spots, behind is the web of blind spots, and below is the web of ignorance, or the web of no light. Places with no light are our previous lives. We were all reborn in this life and cannot remember our previous lives. But it's better not to know them. Otherwise, all kinds of connections and happenings would return. The reason we leave this mundane world in this life to reincarnate is because our work for this life is done. Therefore, once we've left, we should not mention or return to the past. We should not be proud of achievements we did in our previous lives in case there are those who did not accomplish anything. If we keep remembering the past and failures from previous lives, how can we keep our head up in this life? Thus, not remembering anything in the past is meant to be. Otherwise, it would be a great burden on our mind, and we wouldn't be able to breathe. Many people say, "Dear Tay, nowadays many lamas, great masters, and monks can reincarnate and remember their pasts." Correct. Those things could happen, but remembering the past is often not a good idea. Ricky Gervais, an English author, wrote the series Afterlife, in which over 2,000 fictional situations telling that children before age 6 or 7 can remember past stories, but the older they get, the more they forget. The important motivation in this life is that we should be creative and proactive. We don't need to sit and wait to know what we did in previous lives. Not remembering previous lives is a good thing, helping us to start as a new person, not a continuation of a past story. However, if you would like continuation, you should continue by remembering the previous dharmas that you practiced. Thus, the three webs of bright spots, blind spots, and ignorance connect with each other. Many people go from the bright spots in front to the blind spots in back, then die and go down to the web of ignorance or no light below. This web has many levels, level 1, 2, 3, etc. Each lifetime is a level. Sometimes we're in this lifetime as level 1, and there are those in level 6 or 7 who get out of their formation skandhas and emerge to reincarnate in this life and meet us in our bright spots or blind spots. Why do we call it emerge instead of transcend or go beyond? The word emerge does not have a negative meaning. Actually, they don't emerge stealthily. They come up openly, but we cannot see them since they are beyond our radar, and they rise very gently. Sometimes from lifetime level 5, they rise up to our blind spots, then to our bright spots to meet us for revenge, and then disappear. Where do they go? They hang around somewhere, then return to the first lifetime of living beings, from which they then come back to find us. Thus, our practice is not to kill others, not to cause blood debt, and avoid money debt. It's best not to get involved in debts that would tie us and pull us back. Enough for now. I'll stop here and we'll continue on the topic of our web of light next time.